follow it, of associating others with thee and of heresy. And I devote my supplication sincerely to thee, addressing myself to thy response. And I observe the acts of obedience to you for the hope of your rewards. So, bless Muhammad, the best of thy creation, the summoner to thy truth. Exalt me with thy exaltation, which is never made to suffer loss. And protect me with thy eye, which never sleeps. And seal my affair by cutting me off from everything but thee and my life with forgiveness. Surely, thou art the all-forgiving, the all-compassionate.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islam deena. Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islam deena. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear listeners, Salamun Alaikum. Welcome to this new episode of today's special from Iran Radio. Today we're going to speak about connecting with Allah.
Yourself. Can't you see this wonder spread in front of you? The clouds floating by, the sky so clear and blue, planets in their orbits, the moon and the sun, such perfect harmony. Let's start questioning ourselves, isn't this proof enough for us?
But first, as the ritual of this program, we'll look at the calendar. Today, Saturday, is the 22nd of the month of Rabiul Thani, 1446 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 5th of Aban, 1403 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 26th of October, 2024 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's bless this moment. We listen to Verses 1 to 4 of Chapter An-Najm from the Holy Quran.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
وَالنَّجْمِ إِذَا هَوَى.
By the star when it descends.
مَا ضَلَّ صَاحِبُكُمْ وَمَا غَوَى.
Your companion Muhammad has not strayed, nor has he erred.
وَمَا يَنطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَى.
Nor does he speak from his own inclination.
إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَى.
It is not but a revelation revealed.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The words of the noble prophet, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, arise from neither personal desires nor social Thus, the blessed verses in question say that Noble Prophet, peace be upon him, and his pure family, does not speak of concupiscent desires, but he merely imparts divine revelation. In this respect, he is different from common people who speak out of their natural inclinations and concupiscent desires. Rather, his words arise from the Noble Prophet's heart connected to the higher world. When Imam Ali was assigned as the Imam and successor of the Noble Prophet at the Qadir Khum, the latter was criticized, but he recited the blessed verse. His word is only a revelation revealed to him.
Every morning I wake up and see the splendor of Allah's beauty. The sky at dawn, the silent trees. Praise be to Him, supreme is He. Praise be to Him, supreme is He. As I set to start my day, I think of Allah and I pray. His blessings are with me always. Praise be to Him, most kind is He. Praise be to Him, most kind is He.
As I told you, we're going to speak about connecting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Muslims, we understand the importance of having a strong connection with Allah. It is not just about performing rituals, but about developing a personal relationship with our Creator that can have a profound impact on our lives. Having a connection with Allah is essential for spiritual well-being, but it also has a positive impact on daily life. It gives the strength and resilience to preserve in the face of challenges and obstacles. When we face difficulties, we turn to Allah for guidance, and it is through this connection that we find peace and comfort.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is Ali, your host. Dear brothers and sisters, today we are going to talk about how do we communicate with Allah. People are turning away from organized religions. They have had enough of religious people, so-called religious people, telling them how to behave, and then they see that those religious people aren't behaving in the way they are telling them to behave. So modern society, modern man and woman have become wary of religion. We need to be very careful, though. We need to be very careful, though, my dear friends, in rejecting organized religion. We must be careful not to throw out. There is a saying in English, throw out the baby with the bathwater. We must not throw out what's essential along with what is inessential. And if we have had enough of organized religion, we mustn't reject God at the same time. So how do we talk to God? Muslims believe about God or Allah. Muslims believe that He created the heavens and the earth and everything in between. He's great and almighty, and His way out there, He's far beyond anything we can imagine. But we also believe as Muslims that He knows every leaf that falls from every tree. We believe that He's closer to us than our own jugular vein. He knows our secret thoughts. He knows everything about us. So this God in who we believe, Allah, is not just some remote God. He is a God we can talk to.
IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible.
جئت بعد العسر يسرا ربنا أعلاك قدرا يا إمام.
All in all, in today's special IRIB English Radio.
Now we look at ways to achieve Allah's love on today's special. One of the ways is zikr, or remembrance of Allah. To repeat the divine attributes, or in other words, the remembrance of Allah, inculcates love for Allah. We may invoke Allah's name and continuously recite His attributes, but merely invoking His name does not increase our faith or certainty. For this reason, dhikr is founded upon love that is based on artificiality. At this stage, only one's mind accepts Allah as holy, as the concealer of sins, and as extremely forgiving. Such a person does not truly have a genuine relationship with Allah the Almighty. But when he begins to recite, Ya Sattar, Ya Ghaffar, a droplet of divine love begins to descend upon him. Almighty Allah, as the Creator, communicates with His creation. He does so in various ways, most of which are unknown to men. He informed us through His revealed word. The Holy Quran, for example, that He communicates with the heavens, the earth, mountains, the fire, hellfire, animals, sand, etc. Allah communicates with men through the Quran. He conveys to him commands, prescriptions, a guidance, and an explanation of a great transcendent truth. He does virtually the same through the Sunnah, or the life pattern of Prophet Muhammad and his Ahlul Bayt, which encompasses their teachings, deeds, sayings, and silent permissions or disapprovals, for they did not speak out of his own desire. That which he conveys to you is but a divine inspiration, with which is being inspired sent down to you. This concept is in the Holy Quran, chapter An-Najm, verses 3 to 4.
Oftentimes we know many things. I know Allah exists. I know my religion is correct. I know many things. However, is there real yaqeen in my heart? Have I really felt the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? You need to feel the existence of God. You need to open your heart, because if there is other things in your heart, you will not feel the true existence of Allah. You know why? Because Allah says, أَنَا خَيْرُ شَرِيكٍ. I am the best partner. If you give me 99% and you give 1% to something else, I give it all to that partner. Either it's 100% to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or there's nothing for Allah. This is the nature of the heart. So make sure you remove everything. Remove it from the heart, and you'll see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will settle in your heart. Al-qalb, al-qalbu haramullah, fala tuskin haramullah ghayrullah. The heart is the sanctuary of Allah. It's the sanctified place of Allah. Make sure nothing settles in your heart besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's the haram of Allah. Allah has given every human being a haram. You know, one day Allah was having a conversation with Prophet Dawood alayhi salam. Prophet Dawood asked Allah, "Oh Allah, what is your treasure?" Because every king has a treasure. Some kings, they're, you know, obsessed with their money, with their gold and silver. Some kings are obsessed with their palaces. Some kings are obsessed with horses and horse race, right? We see that in some parts of the world. Oh Allah, what's your treasure? You know what Allah says? قلب عبدي المؤمن. Allah tells him, my treasure is something which is bigger than the universe. وسعني لم تسعني أرضي ولا سمائي ولكن وسعني قلب عبدي المؤمن. The heart of my believer is my sanctuary. That's my treasure. This is what I love, the heart of a believer.
Dear brothers and sisters, thank you for listening to this episode of today's special on Iran Radio, and inshallah we meet you soon. Until another episode and gathering, have a nice time.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. La fata illa Ali, Aliyul Imami. علي إمامي علي إمامي لا إله إلا الله الله ربي محمد نبي علي إمامي لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي.
Take pieces of bread from me, and your soul will never be broken. And if I am your haven, you will never be homeless. One whose cloak is me will never be naked. And one whose resort is me will never be destitute. God is above all powers. IRIB English Radio.
Oh Lord, here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You are listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Danesh, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, salam and welcome to this episode of the Hadith of the Day. So, in this beautiful hadith, which is very necessary to know, Imam Ali alayhi salam tells us, all good deeds compared to Amr bil Ma'ruf wa Nahyi anil Munkar are like a drop of water in the ocean. Like a drop of water in the ocean. What did I say? Amr bil ma'roof wa nahya anil munkar. Do you know about these? Because many of us don't know and many of us forget this very important, like one of the branches of religion, so they say. Because they say that there are some principles of religion, pillars of religion, which are five. And then some like commandments, like rulings of Islam, which are called branches of religion. And this is one of the most important ones of these branches of religion. Amr bil ma'ruf wa nahy an. Let's start with the definition of these two. Amr bil ma'ruf means encouraging what is right and virtuous, while nahy an munkar means discouraging wrong and harmful behavior. So they are like two sides of the same coin. When you care about the society and the well-being of like the society, the you know, the people you live with, the country, you should care about, you know, what they do. You should not be like indifferent and be in the state of like inaction towards anything that happens around you. You should be active, not inactive. You should show that you are like somehow, can we say sensitive to some amount. These two concepts are essential for maintaining a healthy moral balance in society. When people care for each other, they look and they do what is necessary and the measures that are necessary to take. So, for example, when someone commits a sin and you just, shift the responsibility to others and say, okay, why should I step forward? Let others do it. Let others step forward and for example, take the responsibility and maybe face some consequences. You know, it needs courage, and this courage needs faith, and that faith should be instilled in you already before, you know, beforehand. And you should ask Allah for this courage. And you see, Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, they are role models in this. They had this courage a lot to take action and to do what is necessary. So, Amr bil ma'ruf and nahy an munkar, they are forgotten things in this, you know, to society today because they need this courage. My brothers and sisters, I invite you sincerely and humbly to do these wajib duties, obligatory duties, because we are in dire need to them. And yes, inshallah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
You just listened to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Danesh, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
Let's recite the Quran.
وَإِذَا قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنَ جَعَلْنَا بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ حِجَابًا مَسْتُورًا.
القرآن نور وبيان. القرآن هدي الإيمان. القرآن مسك الختام. قرآن عليك سلام.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, respected brothers and sisters. dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, listening to Let's Recite the Qur'an Kareem, a series of Qur'anic sessions held by RIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. I'm really glad having brothers Hassan Nasrullah, Ali Nasir, and Hussein Ruhullah and Masoom with me today in this session. Salaam alaikum, everyone. Masoom, salam. How are you?
Alaikum salam, sir. I'm fine. How about you?
Alhamdulillah. Hussein, how about you?
Alhamdulillah, sir.
Alhamdulillah. Ali Nasir?
Alhamdulillah, sir. Great.
Alhamdulillah. Mashallah. And Hassan, how are you doing?
Alhamdulillah, sir.
Everyone is great. Alhamdulillah. Thanks to Allah Almighty. Inshallah, today we will talk about Ayah 122, Surah At-Tawbah, on what page?
206.
Right?
Yes.
So, guys, this ayah is so, so important. And I'll tell you why. But before I tell you why, let's listen to the recitation of this ayah, a beautiful recitation. Then inshallah we'll come back. Is that fine?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Let's go.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وَمَا كَانَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ لِيَنْفِرُوا كَافَّةً فَلَوْلَا نَفَرَ مِنْ كُلِّ فِرْقَةٍ مِنْهُمْ طَائِفَةٌ لِيَتَفَقَّهُوا فِي الدِّينِ وَلِيُنْذِرُوا قَوْمَهُمْ إِذَا رَجَعُوا إِلَيْهِمْ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَحْذَرُونَ.
Nice recitation, mashallah. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, let's see what Allah Almighty says in this ayah. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Wa ma kana al mu'minuna liyanfiru kaffa. Yet it is not for the faithful to go forth in mass, all of them. It means, okay, all the people. فَلَوْلَا نَفَرَ مِنْ كُلِّ فِرْقَةٍ مِنْهُمْ طَائِفَةٌ لِيَتَفَقَّهُوا فِي الدِّينِ وَلِيُنْظِرُوا قَوْمَهُمْ إِذَا رَجَعُوا إِلَيْهِمْ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَحْضَرُونَ. This is so beautiful. Have you heard this ayah before?
No.
It's so popular. It's called Ayatul Nafr. Have you heard?
No, sir.
Scholars usually mention this. Especially if you're a talaba, if you go to Islamic seminaries, they mention this ayah a lot when they have lectures for the students. This ayah is famous. This ayah is called Ayatul Nafr. Okay? Ayatul Nafr. And it says, but why should not there go forth a group from each of their sections to become learned in religion? And to warn their people when they return to them, so that they may beware. Have you heard this ayah?
Yes.
Huh? What does it say?
It says that some people should study about the religion.
Ah, that is the beautiful message of this ayah, and there are a lot of beautiful points that you can learn from the tafsir books. I want you to refer. All right, Hussein. Hassan, Ali Nasir, and Masoom?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So, Ali Nasir, would you please recite this ayah? Let's see what tajweed points we have to focus on. And inshallah, practice the recitation. Everyone, let's listen to Ali Nasir.
Yes.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim.
Our teacher was, when we were studying the recitation, he was saying you should practice reciting the Quran in Arabic accent, mm-hmm. with an Arabic accent, not a like your own accent. It should be the Arabic accent. For example, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. This is your accent. It's not Arabic. أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. This is the Arabic accent. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. This is Arabic. This is not Arabic if you say بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. This is not Arabic. Okay? If you want to learn how to recite the Quran with an Arabic accent, I'll tell you how. There are many points, okay? Two important points I want to tell you. First, your listening should be very good. You should listen to the recitations from the famous reciters, such as Siddiq bin Shawi, such as Husari, Abdul Basit, okay? From the great, great famous reciters, okay? Those who have recited Tartil recitation, much easier. And the second thing is that when you want to start reciting, make this face. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن. It helps you. Easy. When our teacher was saying this, we were laughing a lot. What is this? Make this face and then recite. But when we did this, it really worked. I want you to do that, okay?
Okay, sir.
Make this face and then recite. Look. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Easy. It makes it so easy. So go on. Make sure you pronounce them with an Arabic accent.
قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي قرآني
نبض حياتي. How to learn Quran easy? What is the correct way to read the Quran? What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran? Be with Let's Recite the Quran.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
Hassan, he made that face. Yes?
Yes.
Yeah, that helped him, really. It was
really
better.
Yeah, it's better.
Okay, بسم الله.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Good job. Thank you.
Yes. وما كان المؤمنون لينفروا كافة.
أحسنت. وَمَا كَانَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ لِيَنْفِرُوا كَافَّةً. Make sure this mad in the word كَافَّة is maddul.
Yes, jaiz.
No,
jaiz.
Maddul?
Wajib.
Lazim.
Lazim.
Maddul lazim. Mandatory mad. Yeah. Like غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا whenever there is a mad, vowel, long vowel letters, okay? The alif, waw, ya, the a, e, u. And after that, if you have a mushaddad letter, especially when that letter that have alif with it, if that's a heavy letter.
Yes.
Like, waladdallin, dad is a heavy letter. It has an alif with it. And after that, you have what? Mushaddad letter.
Mm-hmm.
So in this case, the mad becomes lazim. So you should stretch it for six counts. لِيَنْفِرُوا كَافَّةً. Six counts.
Yes.
Good job. لِيَنْفِرُوا, you hide the sound of noon. إِخْفَى. Go on. Why did you stop here? Hassan, was he allowed to make a pause here?
Yes, we have the little jim there.
Oh, the tiny jim tells you that. There,
which allows us to make a pause.
Or make a pause. Good job. فَلَوْلَا
فَلَوْلَا نَفَرَ مِن كُلِّ فِرْقَةٍ مِّنْهُمْ طَائِفَةٌ لِيَتَفَقَّهُوا فِي الدِّينِ.
أحسنتم. فَلَوْلَا نَفَرَ مِن كُلِّ فِرْقَةٍ مِّنْ. You hide it, yeah?
Yes.
كُلِّ فِرْقَاتٍ مِّنْهُمْ تِمْ مِّنْهُمْ طَا. What is this man?
Wajib.
Wajib متصل.
Yes.
طَائِفَة is one word.
Yeah.
Yes. So it's one word, so the man is wajib. طَائِفَةٌ لِيَتَفَقُهُ. طَائِفَة.
تُلْ
لِيَتَفَقَهُ.
إِدْغَام.
يَتَفَقَهُ فِي الدِّينِ. Okay. Move on. وَلِيُنْذِرُوا
ولينذروا قومهم إذا رجعوا إليهم لعلهم يحذرون.
أحسنتم. ولينذروا. What is this rule called?
إخفاء.
إخفاء. Hiding the sound of noon. Thank you so much. These were all so easy. The most important ones were the points that we mentioned. كافة ينفروا من كل فرقة منهم طائفة and طائفة ليتفقوا في الدين. ولينذروا. These were all. And قومهم. Make sure it's a heavy letter.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
So, I will recite this ayah. Make sure you listen and repeat after me. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, time to practice the recitation. Everyone, let's go.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
وما كان المؤمنون لينفروا كافة
وما كان المؤمنون لينفروا كافة
أحسنت
فلولا نفر من كل فرقة منهم طائفة ليتفقهوا في الدين
فلولا نفر من كل فرقة منهم طائفة ليتفقهوا في الدين
ولينذروا قومهم إذا رجعوا إليهم لعلهم يحذرون
ولينذروا قومهم إذا رجعوا إليهم لعلهم يحذرون
صدق الله العلي العظيم
صدق الله العلي العظيم
Thank you so much. Allah bless you, inshallah. Brothers and sisters, thank you so much for being with us till the end. See you, inshallah, in the next session. Stay with our IRIB English radio. If you want to learn the Quran practically, with tajweed rules and also beautiful recitation. Thank you so much. That's it from us for today. See you guys. Thanks for being with us today in this session. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammadi wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma
salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. وعجل فرجهم
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن
Ocean of Dua.
Illallah,
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In today's program, we will listen to a commentary of Ziyara al-Yasin by Sheikh Abdul Raza Bahrani, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
On that morn, before the world was born, in this lonely world I hear that music near and far. Did we the cadence of divine music hear? Did we the cadence of
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the All Beneficent, the Ever Merciful, all praise belongs to Allah, the Lord of the worlds. And may Allah's peace and blessings be upon the best and the last of the prophets, Muhammad, and his pure and infallible progeny and household, especially his last successor, Imam Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance. And may Allah's peace and blessings be upon you and with you, my dear brothers and sisters. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. This is the Ocean of Dua, and I am Abdul Raza Bahrani. Insha'Allah, I will explain and interpret the passages and sentences of Ziyarat al-Yasin in this series of lectures. Now, let's listen to some passages of this ziyarat.
The ziyara of al-Yasin.
As-salamu alayka hina tuhallilu wa tukabbir. السلام عليك حين تحمد وتستغفر السلام عليك حين تصبح وتمسي.
Peace be upon you whenever you profess Allah's Godhead and profess His all-greatness. Peace be upon you whenever you praise Allah and implore for His forgiveness. Peace be upon you whenever you begin and end your day.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajahum wal'an adahum ajma'in.
We started talking about another sentence and verse of Ziyarat al-Yasin, and that is a salutation to Imam alayhi salam in two special conditions. And the same as the previous ones, this is also somehow related to the prayer, but somehow more general. In the previous salutations, we saluted Imam alayhi salam in different occasions of the prayer. For example, we talked about the standing of Imam alayhi salam and sitting of Imam alayhi salam. We said that it can have two different meanings. One of them is about the revolution of Imam alayhi salam, that we said maybe standing equals to the revolution, and sitting is about the time of the occultation when Imam alayhi salam is awaiting for his reappearance. But in another meaning, it can be about the prayer, and some of the scholars have mentioned that we are saluting Imam alayhi salam while he is standing in the prayer and while he is sitting in the prayer and uttering and pronouncing tashahud of the prayer. And the other one was when Imam alayhi salam bows and prostrates and offers the prayer, and Imam alayhi salam performs the qunut. So we talked about them. And then we came to another occasion and another condition, and that was when Imam alayhi salam declares that there is no God but Allah the Almighty. And indeed, Imam alayhi salam himself is a mirror of such a sentence and such a testifying. Imam alayhi salam is the most perfect human being, and therefore he is the one who talks about the Tawheed of God the Almighty in the best way, and not only about talking, practices the Tawheed in its most perfect way. And indeed, we are telling to Imam alayhi salam, say that saying La ilaha illallah and declaring that there is no God but Allah the Almighty is looking at the Tawheed and oneness of God the Almighty. And if declaring Allahu Akbar, the God is the greatest, means to fill the heart with the greatness of God the Almighty, then that is about your saying there's no God but Allah and Allah is the greatest. It is not about us. And is it possible for us to have a situation and to reach a level and position in which we can say La ilaha illallah and Allahu Akbar the same as you say, so that when we are uttering Tahleel and saying that there is no God but Allah the Almighty, we can feel the unity of God, and every small cell of our body testifies that there is no God but Allah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. How to pray for the faraj or the relief? Imam al-Asr ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif to his second representative, Muhammad bin Uthman rahmatullahi alayhi, addressing the Shias, says, pray a lot for the relief, as indeed it is your relief. One who is disturbed, distressed, and heartbroken due to the separation from the Imam, the prayers of such a person, they have two effects. Either the Imam's arrival will be hastened, or the afflictions, the problems, and the distresses of the person praying for the relief of the Imam, they will be removed. As a result, he will be eased, he will be pleased, and will be comforted. In either cases, as Imam al-Asr ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif has said, وَأَكْثِرُ الدُّعَى لِتَعْجِيلِ الْفَرَجِ فَإِنَّ ذَٰلِكَ فَرَجْكُمْ. Pray a lot for the relief, as indeed it is your relief.
Allahumma kun li waliyika hujjat ibn al-Hasan salawatuka alayhi wa ala
The Ocean of Dua, commentary of Ziyara al-Yasin by Sheikh Abdul Raza Bahrani, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom.
And when we are saying Allah is the greatest, so that we can feel the greatness of God the Almighty in our hearts, and it causes us not to commit any sin and to be obedient to you. And another point that we mentioned in the previous program was that we asked God the Almighty to give us the tawfiq to hear the saying of Imam alayhi salam in this regard. And Imam Muhammad Baqir, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, narrates, وَمَنْ كَبَّرَ بَيْنَ يَدَيِ الْإِمَامِ وَقَالَ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ. Whoever declares there is no God but Allah, and Allah is greatest in front of Imam, may Allah hasten his reappearance, كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَهُ رِضْوَانَهُ الْأَكْبَرُ. God the Almighty will write his great satisfaction for that person. وَمَنْ يَكْتُبِ اللَّهُ لَهُ رِضْوَانَهُ الْأَكْبَرُ يَجْمَعَ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ إِبْرَاهِيمٍ وَمُحَمَّدٍ وَالْمُرْسَلِينَ فِي دَارِ الْجَلَالِ. And then Imam Baqir, God's peace and blessings be upon him, continues and says that whoever receives the greatest pleasure and satisfaction of God the Almighty, Allah will gather him along with Prophet Abraham and Prophet Muhammad and the other messengers and apostles in the house of God's majesty. And indeed, beholding the proof of Allah, and Imam alayhi salam is equal to declaring there is no God but Allah, and glancing at the servant of God the Almighty is to declare that he is the greatest. This is because Imam alayhi salam is the manifestation of divine majesty and splendor, and is the standard bearer of divine unity. So whenever we are testifying that there is no God but Allah, and that Allah the Almighty is alone and there is no partners with Him, in this case we should be aware that Imam alayhi salam is present, and we are doing all these things before the blessed eyes of Imam Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance. And by so, we are indeed receiving the greatest satisfaction and pleasure of God the Almighty, and we can attain this privilege and tawfiq to be along with the messengers of God the Almighty in the paradise. Inshallah, I will try to explain a little bit more about this part and this sentence of Ziyarat Ali Yasin in the next program. Till then, I'll leave you in Allah's protection. والحمد لله رب العالمين.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at EnglishRadio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye. Allah, ya Allah, guide me all the way to your Jannah. Ya Allah, ya Allah, don't let me go astray, 'cause I need by my side. I wish to be the most close to you throughout my life. Ya Allah, oh Allah, be with me all the way.
Every night and every day, every night and every day, never forget to say La ilaha illallah. Never forget to say La ilaha illallah.
IRIB English Radio, a heralder of unity and solidarity amongst Islamic denominations.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله. لا إله إلا الله.
Answering it down some questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah, who is Ar-Rahman?
Allah,
who is Al-Mannan?
لا إله إلا الله.
please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. We welcome to another episode of the program, Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I'm Ata, the host of this program. With me in the studio, we have Sheikh Danesh to answer today's questions. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to the show.
Assalamu alaikum and thank you.
All right, Sheikh Danesh, for today's discussion, we want to talk about the concept of imamat, whether it was divine or not. We know that in Hajjatul Wada, in the last, we can say, Hajj pilgrimage of Prophet Muhammad, when he was on his way back, in a place called Qadir Khum, he stopped the people, and by the divine order, he appointed Ali ibn Abi Talib as his successor. So many people pledge allegiance to him, even those people who, we can say, negated the absolute right of Imam Ali alayhi salam. After these events, you know, they pledge allegiance to Imam Ali alayhi salam.
True.
Are there any places in which Ali ibn Abi Talib himself and the other Ahlul Bayt claim this position for themselves, according to the ahadith, ayat, and rivayat? And are there any references to the position of imamat in the Holy Quran or not?
True. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We have this famous verse of the Holy Quran, which is Ayat Tabligh, Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse number 67, which you have also referred to, that Ya Ayyuhar Rasul, Balligh Ma Unzila Ilayka Min Rabbik. وَإِنْ لَمْ تَفْعَلْ فَمَا بَلَّغْتَ رِسَالَتَ وَاللَّهُ يَعْصِمُكَ مِنَ النَّاسِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَهْدِ الْقَوْمَ الْكَافِرِينَ.
Yes.
So, the what is the process through which we understand a verse of the Holy Quran? We understand the shan and nuzul of that verse, and on which occasion this was revealed, and what followed this entire verse. And we have, from the historical sources, we have from the Quranic sources, that both Ahl-Sunnah and Ahl-Tashi,
yes,
they are in unison. They agree that this verse was revealed on the occasion of Ghadir Khum.
Yes.
And that is the 18th of Zilhajjah, the last year of the Prophet's life, the 10th year of Hijrah. And the Prophet was returning from his last Hajj, and he gathered the people after this verse was revealed, and he told them that this message has been revealed to me from the Holy Quran, from God Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala, and the message that was given by given to him by Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala was that if you don't give this message, then the entire mission that you were supposed to give to the people has remained incomplete.
Mm-hmm.
And so both Ahl-Sunnah and the Shia are in unison on this point, that this was revealed on the 18th of Zilhajj, the last year of the Holy Prophet's life, and he passed away a little while after this verse has been revealed. So, and the message that was given, that man kuntu maulahu fahada aliyun maula.
Yes.
But this has not appeared in the Holy Quran.
Yes.
But every intelligent person will agree that if this was the message that has been revealed to him by the by Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala, and the entire mission that the Prophet was supposed to lead, that the tabligh of the religion, is going to remain incomplete, then it's something very, very important. And
yes,
just telling about the friendship of Imam Ali alayhi salam for the rest of the believers will not be sufficient, mm-hmm, for this important message.
That's right.
And so therefore we believe, and every intelligent person must also agree, that this was specifically referring to the wilaya of the of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
That's right.
And then we have this verse of the Holy Quran, Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse number 55, which is referred to as Ayah Wilayat, which says that innama waliyukumullahu wa rasuluhu wallazina amanu allazina yuqimuna as-salata wa yu'tuna az-zakata wa hum raki'un. And again, on this very point also, the mufassirin, the exegetes of the Ahl Sunnah, also agree with us that this verse refers to the act of Imam Ali alayhi salam while he